Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In the aftermath of the 2014 Ukrainian Revolution and the Euromaidan movement, Russian-backed anti-Ukrainian separatists have held the ground in eastern Ukraine. Today, the separatists fired a mortar shell into the Luhansk region. Separatists claim the Ukraine government has fired multiple mortars into their region over the past 24 hours. So far, no one's been hurt on either side. The number one priority for Americans is inflation. As oil is ready to hit $100 a barrel, Republican lawmakers are calling out the Biden administration and their self-induced runaway inflation. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso on Capitol Hill.
Joe Biden is the president of high prices, and one of the defining failures of the Biden presidency is going to be inflation.
Mississippi Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith.
And the president still tries to spin it as the economy is doing good. Mississippians aren't buying that.
USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
There is a growing Russian military presence at Ukraine's border, and it's contradicting Moscow's insistence of a pullback. U.S. officials and British intelligence is reporting more armored vehicles, helicopters, and a field hospital have been spotted in recent days. The report claims up to 7,000 more troops have moved to the border area. A legal battle has started between actor and producer Alec Baldwin and the family of cinematographer he shot and killed on set of the movie Rust.
The family of Helena Hutchins, the cinematographer killed on the set of the movie Rust last fall, has now filed a wrongful death lawsuit against actor Alec Baldwin, the film's production companies, its producers, and other key members of the crew. Hutchins was fatally shot last October during a rehearsal for a scene in the film, which was being shot near Santa Fe, New Mexico. The family alleges that Baldwin and others charged with the safety on the set violated numerous industry standards. The suit also claims the production companies and producers cut corners and chose to hire the cheapest crew available. From the USA Radio Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The John Durham Special Counsel investigation has filed legal documents outlining top lawyers for Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign were spying illegally on candidate then-President Trump. Tom Fitton is president of the nonprofit Judicial Watch. He was on One America News with his opinion Wednesday.
Yeah, so we had the Clinton campaign, their lawyers, work with this tech company essentially to spy on the Trump campaign. They made up all sorts of fake allegations about that campaign and Russia, went to the FBI about it before Trump became president, just a few weeks or a few months before the election. The FBI knew there was nothing there. They didn't do anything about what Hillary had done. And, you know, frankly, the FBI should have known it was Hillary, even though Durham says the Clinton lawyers lied to the FBI about who actually they were representing. So that happens. And then we find out from Durham just on Friday that this never stopped. It didn't stop when Trump became president. These operators, again, used this government contract or misused it to gain access again to Trump Tower, it looks like, and the executive office of the president under President Trump. And then to top it off, they went to the CIA. told them about it. The CIA didn't do anything about this criminality. I hope Durham's looking at that.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's how we roll. That's what we're committed to. And thank you for joining in. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, David Morales is going to be joining us in just a second. His new book, American Familia, shares his experience growing up in a poor mountainous region of Puerto Rico and how he had no idea he would end up where he is today. David, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. Honored to be here.
What a great story that, you know, every time I read stories like this, David, I go, where else but America?
Absolutely, 100%.
Mm-hmm. So tell us how it all began. Take us back to the beginning with your family in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. So appreciate you having me on the show. The book is really, I'll start about the book. The book is essentially our family's journey. Our family is primarily of Puerto Rican descent, 100% American. Essentially, I felt compelled to tell our family story because I still believe, A, that America is the greatest country on the planet, number one. Number two, only in America can one go in one generation from low-income working class to thriving, number two. And number three, frankly, I wanted to inspire young men and women in America who are being told a lie by the popular culture that America is not a good place and that you can no longer thrive in this country. And it's just not true. And then finally, I wanted to inspire people to let people know that Jesus Christ is alive and well, and that foundationally he is the source of truth, and that is the source of your backbone as an American.
The principles of Jesus Christ are so interwoven into the infrastructure of this great country of ours and the blessings that we receive. And the modern thought is that God isn't involved, doesn't care. It's a very dangerous thought. And to your earlier point, is another one of those big lies that's being put out there because of why? Because they don't want God in charge anymore. And if God was ever in charge, they feel like, that's what happens with countries. That's what happens with, leaders, how they take over countries is they dumb people down. They take away their faith and religion and they become their God. And look how disappointed they are and what's left in the wake, but utter destruction and ravaging.
Yeah, there's no question. And that's one of the core themes in my book, American Familia. I interspersed the book with biblical passages at the beginning of the chapter, number one. And number two, there's a clear sense throughout the book, and look, you see it on my mother, my grandmother, my wife, my sister, that Christ is present in our lives. And my journey, as is told to a father with his two sons, my family's journey is proof of that. We could never have accomplished what we did without a foundational belief that Jesus Christ is alive and that he has a plan for you.
What brought you to America?
My father came back to the United States because he frankly had an encounter with God, and I talk about it in the book. Mm-hmm. My father felt alcoholism for some time and had menial jobs. And one day, as we used to go on weekends to shovel for food, believe it or not, in Puerto Rico, there's food in the mountains. So yams, plantains, et cetera. We used to go shovel for food with my father on weekends. Mm-hmm. Well, one weekend he went by himself when I was around 7 years old, and he broke down because he couldn't find much. And he asked God for help, goes to the local church, and the pastor says, "We've been praying for you. We know your mm-hmm. family well." And he told him, "Look, you need to go to the United States. That's your future." And sure enough, my father brought us over 3 years after he had come here to Massachusetts in search of a better life. And the rest is history. We grew up on very tough streets in a city named Lynn, Massachusetts. And by the grace of God, my brothers, my sister, my family still intact and doing well.
That's awesome. And as you said, only in America. And your immigrant story is like so many others who decided to go ahead and risk it all, leave their homes, come here to America, and because of the still being the land of opportunity, right, David?
100% agree, Bill. What's interesting about Puerto Ricans have been citizens since 1917. The issue from my point of view, and I talk a little bit about it in the book, is that there has been a cycle of poverty among Puerto Ricans that, frankly, we have to break. And so you have a choice to make in America. You can either choose to be dependent on government and live in poverty, for the most part, perpetual poverty as it relates to most Puerto Ricans, or B, you can choose to say, like my father did with us, we're going to work here. We're going to work our way out of this, and we're going to strive to be wonderful contributing citizens to America. That's the choice you have to make here.
But David, what you saw, the roots, the bad roots of poverty in Puerto Rico, I'm sure you're seeing here in America as government thinks that they are most essential and they are the way, the truth, and the life they want us to believe, you know, taking the truth of the Bible and trying to apply it to themselves. And government continues to fail us because it was never designed to do what these modern legislators and these modern politicians would want us to believe. And some people are falling victim. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, here I was talking with Bob Whitson recently, David, and Bob Whitson, a black leader and historian. And I asked him flat out, I said, look, we've invested something like $30 trillion since the mid-60s for the war on poverty. And it's like we barely moved the needle. What happened? Well, you know, he had an assessment of it. You know, 70% of that money went in to serve the bureaucracy and not to serve the people that it was intended to go to. And so that seems to be the nature and the model for big government. It serves the bureaucracy, but it doesn't serve the people that it's intended. But yet the rest of the American people who are paying their taxes think, oh, well, I'm doing good here. I'm really helping. But, you know, nobody's keeping score. I mean, it's kind of like you hire a coach to win a Super Bowl. And he's never won a Super Bowl after 20 years. Well, guess what? Maybe we need to get a new coach, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's funny you say that. Look, two things, Bill. The first one is one of the biggest, to me, one of the most largest, most pressing issues we have in America is the absence of fathers, especially in Hispanic homes and black homes and low-income yes. white homes. Bottom line, we must put men back in positions of sovereign strength and biblical lives in the lives of their children. That's fundamental. It's one of the reasons why we have so many issues here, number one. Number two, government, as you know, the Declaration of Independence made it very clear that to secure the rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. People right. are no longer taught that our elected officials are our representatives. They're not our leaders. And right. so we truly have to start educating our children about that.
Well, without a doubt, we have lost sight and understanding of what we, the people, represents, the three most powerful words in our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution, David Morales. We're talking with David about his book, American Familia, Memoir of Perseverance. incredible true story about his life, the life of his family, and incredible success, a byproduct of this great American dream that we have the blessing and opportunity to live with. We've got more from David on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
And independent we are, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Actually, we have this attitude Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Glad you could join us. David Morales is with us. He's an author and healthcare executive with over 25 years of executive leadership in corporate America. In his book, American Familia, shares of his experience growing up in a poor mountainous region of Puerto Rico and how he had no idea he would end up where he is today. This is another one of the many millions, I would say, of success stories of people who came here to share in the opportunity and this great American idea. David, how did you become an author and healthcare executive, from these early humble beginnings?
Yeah, thanks, Bill. The healthcare executive journey has actually been a long one. I took an interest in healthcare because early on when I started my professional career in 1997, I noticed that there were a lot of folks who struggled to get affordable healthcare. So I went right into the analyzing healthcare costs and into the industry trying to learn what really drove healthcare costs. So that got me interested. I took on a role and as a financial analyst, and it just went from there. I've worked myself to the bone to, frankly, outcompete my competitors. And so I've been blessed to be here. The part of how we made it generally here in America, Bill, I just have to say, frankly, we have three key values that my parents and my grandparents taught me as a young child: faith, family, and grit. Those are the three ingredients of the Morales family.
Uh-huh. Say that: faith, family, and grit?
And grit, correct.
Uh-huh. I love that. And that draws me to Chapter 6 in particular that stood out in your book, UBU. You started out with a quote from Vince Lombardi, who I love: "The measure of who we are is what we do with what we have." Boy, have truer words ever been spoken, right?
Absolutely. We, you know, in that chapter, Bill, it's interesting. That's a formative chapter in the book. First of all, we have an incredible lesson from my father. I came home sort of with a new haircut at the time, what was cool to do at the time. And my father, who was a very principled man, had served in the Navy, didn't say a word, asked me to go to the bathroom and cut my hair off. And basically told me, "You're not David Williams, you're not David Black, you're not David Cool, you're you. You be you. You're a leader, not a follower." And I never forgot the lesson. And so Vince Lombardi's quote is very, very, for me, very important, because you do what you can with what you have. And be yourself. Be a formidable contender in life. And it's, frankly, fundamentally an American principle.
It's interesting that your father saw that haircut and his wisdom, boy, brought the truth out to you. And it was one, I mean, you had a choice. You could have been rebellious and said, "Heck no, I'm not going to cut my hair." But you respected your father, and he spoke to a part of your spirit that you knew. He had some insight to what you were dealing with at that particular moment in time, didn't he?
Absolutely. You have to have a little bit of context for the listeners. First of all, my father at the time was a very robust gentleman. He with a very strong fortitude and mindset. You did not mess with my father.
He was one to be feared, huh? In our Hispanic families, we feared the abuelas. Because I tell this story all the time, people crack up. But I go, really, this is true. I mean, today, you know, the kids, they'd be calling 911 and Child Protective Services. But when I grew up, the abuela, you know, if you said something stupid, they'd look at you first. And they kind of see, okay, is that enough? Oh, you didn't get the point. All right. Then she would reach down and she would get her chancla, her house slipper. She would take it off and throw it at you, right? And God forbid, if you didn't get the message then, God forbid that she wasn't in front of the tortilla board, you know, rolling out tortillas, because the next thing that followed was the rolling pin, right?
Right. Well, here was the problem with abuelas, right? If they missed you with the chancleta, they're going to hit you with the broom.
Exactly. Yeah. I think my brother was chased under the bed more than once, and our grandmother got a hold of him with the broom. No doubt about it. There's something about them. You know, they move around very deliberately, but man, when it's time for them to, to discipline, it's all of a sudden they're energized. you can't mess with them. So I appreciate your father being a force that he was. You know, thou shalt fear thy father. But, you know, my point is, I want to tie this into what you said earlier, and that is that men, you know, must come back to their position of authority. And it's not that, And what I shared with some men the other day, David, and see if this rhymes with you, it's not that somebody else is going to put you there because you've already been put there. God put you there. You know, who said that you were not the authority of your household? Okay, now how you choose to exercise that authority, if you do it in righteousness and with God-like character, it'll go well for you. You do it on your own, you come up with your own ideas, maybe you see some goofy movie, let's try that, and let's use the heavy hand of my position of authority, and then you sound like, Justin Trudeau, and you're goofy. But that's not the intent. And so it's like, let's go back to the book of Genesis. Who said you were naked? And that's what I say to the fathers. Who said you were naked? Who said that you didn't have the authority? Okay, the women's lib movement, you know, some of these modern thinkers. Hey, look, I get it. I get the power of the cancel culture, but they're only given power because we relent. We are not to subvert, allow our authority to be subverted and to subordinate our righteous authority that is God given. Right. So if we do, then you're sitting there going, okay, who's going to put me in authority? When is my wife going to respect me? When are my kids going to respect me? Hello?
That's right.
Right?
That's right. That's right. And what's interesting about what you're saying, Bill, is look, the Bible and the New Testament, Ephesians 6:4, says it very clearly. And you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. And so we as men must come back to the home and train and teach our children. You know, there's this whole discussion around toxic masculinity, and I totally reject it. What I say to people when they raise that term to me, they say, well, time out, define that for me. Because 40, 50 years ago, watching my grandfather and my father, masculinity was awesome. I watched my father and my grandfather chop wood. I watched them do remarkable things that I just considered awesome. Right. And so we've got to have a role for the man to come back into the home and establish godly principles.
Right. Exactly. And my point, David, is it's there. It's easier than you think because this is God ordained. And when you are united and you are in alignment with godly principles, it goes well for you, even in the midst of what you might think is chaos. In the midst of a cancel culture, in the midst of attitudes that are antithetical. And guess what? Jesus said, hey, you think you're going to have problems? Look what they did to me. Welcome to the club, right?
Yeah,
so look at man up and honor your God-given position, because guess what? That's what your wife wants. That's what your kids want.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Bill. Couldn't agree more.
And I appreciate in your book and how you express that. And it's critical encouragement for the men today. It's nothing that's been taken away. It's something that we bought into and we walked away from it. We bought into this convenience culture mindset. In the process of doing that, we have we've really put our families in danger here. And I know Hispanics get this because it's at the very heart of our culture. So what we're both saying is come home. This is where you belong. Be the father that God has called you to be, because you're needed for a time such as this. And I believe the time is right. And forget about, and I say forget. Look, at some people might feel, you know, and they say to me, Bill, you don't know what I've done. You know, they're filled with shame and regret and unforgiveness. Well, we serve a loving God. And he says, hey, I love you more than that. I love you more than your shame. I love you more than what you think is blocking the way. And I want you to be in your God-given position, right?
Yep, absolutely. Bill, you know, in the epilogue, in my book's epilogue.
We got about 10 seconds left here, David. Yep.
Sure.
Anyway.
So Bill, what I'll say is 100% agree. 100% agree.
Okay. His book, American Familia, be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. David Morales, thank you.
Are you too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next next 20 years.
That's right, level rates for 20 years.
And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well.
At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above.
So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
In the aftermath of the 2014 Ukrainian Revolution and the Euromaidan movement, Russian-backed anti-Ukrainian separatists have held the ground in eastern Ukraine. Today, the separatists fired a mortar shell into the Lalansk region. Separatists claim the Ukraine government has fired multiple mortars into their region over the past 24 hours. So far, no one's been hurt on either side. The number one priority for Americans is inflation. As oil is ready to hit $100 a barrel, Republican lawmakers are calling out the Biden administration and their self-induced runaway inflation. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso on Capitol Hill.
Joe Biden is the president of high prices, and one of the defining failures of the Biden presidency is going to be inflation.
Mississippi Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith.
And the president still tries to spin it as the economy is doing good. Mississippians aren't buying that.
USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know, you got to admit that, throughout this COVID-19 pandemic, as we've considered, here we're in the midst of this, I think we're at a point where we're willing to say, look, this is something that we have to live with. Well, what does that mean that we have to live with? What is this going to look like, especially for all the fear-mongering that's taken place? I got to believe that in many respects, Americans are dealing with some form of PTSD over this COVID-19 pandemic that we've had to deal with. And, you know, people are thinking, well, I got vaccinated, I'm protected. Well, I'm not protected, I'm still getting it. People who are unvaccinated, how dare they? It's us against them. And this dynamic that we're trying to deal with in a country, if you remember not that long ago, we were saying, we just need to love one another. It's like, oh, my goodness, how are we going to get to the other side to figure out what the new normal, what the next normal is going to be about here? Well, Dr. Peter Pitts is with us. He is the former FDA expert, president and co-founder of the Center for Medicine and the Public Interest, and author of the new book, The Next Normal. Peter, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me on again.
Okay, so as I laid it out, in order to get to the next normal, I think we've got some cleanup to do, if nothing else, but psychologically, because of the psychological damage that's been done. Go ahead.
I think that's right. And I think that, what we're dealing with now, on one side are people that have drawn the divide. They're not going to get vaccinated, and that's just the end of it. And on the other side, you've got kind of this creeping chicken littleism where, despite being protected, people are still afraid to come out of their bubble. Both sides need to come to the center. We've got to do a better job explaining to people exactly what's going on. I think one of the key problems here is nobody's been able to, with respect and politely and clearly, explain to people exactly what's going on. The government can't seem to communicate its way out of the paper bag, and communications from both sides of the chasm are using hyperbole that doesn't help anybody. And then you throw in a lack of health literacy and general confusion about science, and it all adds up to where we are now, which is we're not in a good place relative to getting people to understand what's really going on.
Who is in the position of authority, Peter, here? Because I don't think we have one. I think we lack that voice of standard, that voice of authority. That, you know, let's hear from what does the doctor say?
I think that's a great question. And, you know, to my mind, you know, our goal right now should be to ensure that the 35% of Americans who are neither fully vaccinated nor vaccinated at all get vaccinated. That's my position. So the question then becomes, where do Americans turn for a trusted voice? And that person, unfortunately, can't be Tony Fauci. Tony Fauci's had a long and illustrious public health career, in my opinion. But right now, when Tony Fauci comes on TV, 35% of Americans turn off. They simply won't listen to him. He has nothing valuable to say to them. He's contrary to their being. And that's not good, because you need somebody speaking from a podium of authority that people want to listen to and trust. So it's time for Tony Fauci to step down, regardless of what you think of him, because he's simply not getting the job done. We need somebody in that position that people trust. And the person that I would nominate for that role is the Surgeon General, that is Vivek Murthy. He's been around. He was Obama's Surgeon General as well. He's very thoughtful. He's a good speaker. He understands the science, and it's a fresh face. And I think it's time to recognize that if we want people to do the right thing, Tony Fauci is not that guy. Tony Fauci right now, unfortunately, is a divisive voice.
Peter, you've been at the head of all this. Have you questioned why there has not been, we're 2.5 years into this, and there's really not been a concerted study on natural immunity. I mean, Dr. Fauci early on said, well, natural immunity might cover you for, you know, a couple of months, maybe 4 months. And now a recent study says, almost 2 years. And, you know, for me, in practical purposes, and as a practical example, I can tell you, I was exposed. I mean, I got COVID in March of last year, so it's almost been a year. And I've been on top of it. About every other month, I'm running a test, checking my T-cell immunity and everything with my doctor's counsel in that. And the last report here 3 weeks ago was that my T-cell immunities are as robust as ever. And his recommendation is do not get vaccinated. He says, you don't take medicine you don't need. And that was his. You know, that's my doctor saying this. And I don't say this for everybody else, because everybody has, again, their own counsel, their own doctor and experience. But meanwhile, it's like, why is there such a void and understanding and even research about natural immunity?
You know, I think the problem is that, you know, clearly natural immunity exists, and clearly natural immunity is important, whether it's COVID or whether it's the annual flu. The problem is that, you know, people have been saying it's either or. I've got natural immunity, I'm done, or I'm vaccinated, I'm done. Both work together, and both are important. You know, I don't know why we need to demonize one side versus the other. It's all important. And you raise a really important point, which is talk to your doctor. That's especially true if your doctor is a pediatrician and you've got kids. Let's hear from your healthcare provider. Hear what he or she has to say. You know, it doesn't have to be you're completely right or you're completely wrong. And as you said earlier, you know, what's right for me, all of it may not be right for you. You know, we're human beings. We're different biological entities. We have different natural family histories. You know, it's a part of the problem of not being able to listen to the other side is we're missing a lot of good advice.
Exactly. And I think that that's where the rub is, and why we have this conflict, is that we're not hearing the other side. You cannot come in and just be so authoritarian about this. I mean, if we had people dying in the street, that would be one thing. I mean, if it was nonstop, you know, people just falling over dying, and it was a black plague kind of deal, that would be one thing. But it seems like, Peter, the way this was rolled out, it was presented as a black plague. The models that they were forecasting were ended up out there, and unfortunately, we didn't have a voice of credibility even coming in and going, as new evidence was coming in, saying, look, it's still bad, not as bad as we thought it was, but we still need to be vigilant, and here's what we're doing in order to mitigate. This is going to be a process. We're not putting ourselves in a position to claim that we are the be-all and end-all, and we know all here. We're finding this is a new thing that we're dealing with. If they were upfront and transparent to that end, I think their credibility would have gone a lot further. I think that we could have been in a better position, because even the CDC here, what was it, I want to say about 4 or 5 months ago, came out with the result that only, I think it was like 3-4% of people actually died from COVID only. The other people that died were with comorbidities. Initially they said 5, and then they came back and said 7. 7 comorbidities, were associated with their COVID demise. And so when you look at that number and you're saying 3-4%, that's less than a normal flu season fatality number that we would have dealt with. So these are the numbers that we're dealing with and trying to make sense of them, you know?
I mean, you raise a good point. You know, when the ability to look at something logically and calmly goes out the window, all you're left with is hyperbole, fear, and
yes,
frustration, and that doesn't accomplish anything. You know, when President Biden initially said, get vaccinated, you're free and clear, you'll never get infected, it wasn't true then, it's not true now, it's never true. That's not what vaccines do. And, you know, the issue is that the president, just as with President Trump, you have to let the scientists speak for themselves. That being said, you need to train scientists how to speak plain English to average Americans.
And I guess the message I'm hearing you say, and I would agree with you, Peter, is that whether it's the president of the United States, whoever it is, if you're wrong, you're wrong. It's okay to admit that you're wrong. Say, wait, look, I got a little aggressive. I got a little hyperbolic here. Forgive me. Here's the new evidence. But, you know, our leaders, they do not respect the body politic enough to admit, you know, that, hey, they're wrong and there's new evidence. And this is frustrating, especially in the environment in which we live in today that's so politically charged, right?
It certainly is. And the beauty of science and the frustrating thing about science is that it constantly changes. So something that
yes,
might have been true 6 months ago isn't true today. And you have to be able to explain that in a way that doesn't have people say, well, you don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I want to talk about more about your new book, The Next Normal, what this looks like, because, as you say, it's dynamic. So get ready for more change. More from Peter Pitts after this. Stay with us.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, there is a future, ladies and gentlemen. So don't lose hope. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and Professor Peter Pitts continues with us. In his book, The Next Normal, he quotes Edmund Burke. He says, "He who wrestles with us strengthens our nerves and sharpens our skill. Our antagonist is our helper." And that's wisdom there, to realize, especially in a country that still embraces, even in spite of how it's being, you know, there's being squashed, I should say, an attempt of, you know, our First Amendment right being canceled. You know, it's okay. You know, we should not be threatened by an adversarial view. That's what makes us all the smarter. And I also appreciate, Peter, that you've dedicated in the first paragraph of this book, you draw respect, you give respect to the healthcare professionals, the first responders and frontline workers who put their life at risk for all of us, lest we forget what we have gone through, what they have gone through. They knew so little, and they responded to what they were being told, you know, by NIH, by Dr. Fauci, by, you know, other models around the world that forecast just an incredible amount of carnage, and yet with untold bravery and courage, they stepped forward to take care of people who were affected and infected by this pandemic.
Well, that's exactly right, and I think that, you know, the important thing to recognize is that they did a yeoman's task. They saved a lot of people's lives. They suffered a lot of personal consequences. The problem is that when people continue to cry wolf, you do a tremendous disservice to these healthcare providers. We don't recognize that they've actually helped make things better. Some people just can't allow us to win. They insist on, you know, drawing defeat from the jaws of victory. They can't look beyond the end of their own nose, and they're nasty about us, and that's unhelpful.
Peter, one of the things that's come to light here is that it's always follow the science, follow the science. That was the drumbeat, right? And what came to our purview is that it wasn't real science that you and I think about in terms of following the science. Unfortunately, to your point, it was follow the political science. This whole thing became so politicized in a hotbed of politics. I mean, you couldn't have put this pandemic in something any more volatile than the environment that we have today.
But that's, again, exactly right. And, you know, the problem is that, you know, science is complicated, science is nuanced, and science changes. And you can't just follow the science when you agree with what the science says. You need to follow it, period. And also, I think that goes along with that is we need to allow the scientists to do their work. So, for example, when President Biden gets way out ahead of the FDA saying the FDA is going to approve this treatment next week, and the FDA says, no, we're not, everybody looks foolish. You know, the politicians need to step back and let the public health professionals do their job and not try to interject politics. Science doesn't help or hinder a political agenda. It is what it is. We need to harness the power. And if politicians get involved, people lose trust in the science, and then you're heading down a very dangerous path.
Well, without a doubt, when it becomes about spiking the political football, I mean, to what gain and to what expense? I mean, here it is. I mean, we're talking about people's lives here. And when it's all about – go ahead.
So, for example, you know, you're calling me today from – I live in New York City. And the issue here is why do kids in New York City public schools have to wear masks when kids in New Jersey schools literally just across the river, I can see from my apartment, don't have to wear masks. And some people say, well, it's because the teacher unions don't like it. Wow, that's a dangerous proposition.
Right. Well, and you have Randy Weingartner, who's been a voice of the teachers union, saying that, you know, things will open up when COVID is fully, you know, eradicated. Well, there's no science. There's no basis, no indication that tells us that there will be a complete eradication of COVID. If anything, the scientists are saying we have to learn to live with this. And this is why your book, The Next Normal, right?
Exactly right. So it isn't the new normal, because that makes people think things are going to be calm and smooth and we can predict everything that's going to happen. And that's not the case. The next normal is about what happens next and next and next and next. And that's exciting because, you know, the next normal also means innovation and learning and better cures and better drugs and better preventive measures. We've got to be ready for all of these things. You can't simply cow in the corner. I don't remember any teachers even saying that we should cancel school or make kids wear masks because the flu is coming around. It comes around every year. Will COVID come around every year? It probably will, and we'll have to deal with it. That's why we're developing one shot that will deal with the flu and COVID-19. You know, people need to, you know, recognize that if you fear everything, well, what do they say? The only thing we have to fear is fear itself, right? So it's time to get ahead of that curve.
Exactly. Well, and this is the opportunity that is before us as a free America. And that's what we have to do. We have to stay in the realm of freedom that benefits all. This isn't a political party. This isn't a partisan issue. This is an American issue and a world issue, because America has always led the way in so many areas, especially when it comes to healthcare and innovation, because we've got a lot of smart people. We've got a lot of investments here that, you know, have helped us out. And, you know, we need to protect the integrity of research to where researchers can do their thing without penalty of any kind of political bias. And we've seen this come into play, and we've got to find a way to eradicate and get that out of the playing field here altogether.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, I know the answer to that. I know how to solve that problem, and it's two things. The first is mutual respect. We have to stop yelling at people. And the second thing is we have to listen to what people want. What the FDA has learned about drug reviews is you have to take into consideration the risk and the benefit that patients are willing to take. Why aren't we talking to parents? What risks are you willing to take? What are the benefits of that? What are the benefits of going to work unvaccinated? What are the benefits of work being vaccinated? I hear a lot of people yelling, but I don't hear people saying, you know, what are the risks you're willing to accept? What benefits do you want? So we can make sound public health decisions that benefit everybody in a manner that they're comfortable with.
Well, and you're exactly right. The problem is the emotional level is so heightened that we just can't. Nobody wants to step back and just pause for a minute, hit the pause button and say, wait a minute, let's take a breath here. Let's calm down. Okay, we're both excited. Let's just relax for a moment, and let's go back to first principles, to your point. What is the goal here? What are we trying to accomplish, right?
Exactly right. So, again, you know, in my opinion, you know, a goal here is to get as many people vaccinated as possible, including kids. Will everybody get vaccinated? Clearly not. Will people have different reasons for not getting vaccinated, they certainly will. But I think that if you bridge that divide and you talk to people in collegial, comradely American terms, you'll turn a lot of people around to come to your point of view. Yelling accomplishes nothing, and I know that because I've got kids.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let me ask you this. In the universe of flu shots, how many people get a flu shot every year? You know?
Not enough. I mean, I get the flu shot every year. Sometimes I get the flu, and sometimes I don't. But when you get a flu shot, and you, if you do get the flu, as with COVID, your symptoms are much more mild, and it passes much more quickly. And I think people have to recognize that vaccines don't make you immune, but they have other very important attributes, not the least of which is it makes you less infectious to other people. So it comes down to not just first American principles, but first principles of we are our brother's keeper. And I don't know why that message is so hard to communicate.
Well, and I think COVID, we can thank COVID for heightening our hygiene game a bit to where, you know, people in a way are becoming more sensitive. I mean, you know, we went through the 15 days to flatten the curve, and people were washing their hands. They were more mindful of it. We can only hope out of this experience that, you know, people are a little bit more judicious. I mean, over the years when, you know, people would still come to church with the flu or they would go to parties. It's just a cough or whatever. You know, it's a little bit different, you know, now where, you know, people are a little bit more mindful, and not that it's 100%. It'll never be 100%. But, you know, I think that we can be thankful for COVID causing us to be a little bit more sensitive. But again, my question is, if X amount of people, for all that we've been dealing with the flu, get vaccinated, and I got to believe that right now, you say not enough, but what are we, about 63-65% of the population has been vaccinated? Is that what we're saying?
Well, for COVID-19, 65% of the population are fully vaccinated.
Right. Okay. So, to me, not a perfect number. I mean, we could hope for more, but still, I think 65% is a pretty good number. And what is the yield here in terms of what we're dealing with? And I think, again, as you pointed out, all this is still dynamic, and it'll probably take a couple more years to realize what is the tipping point? Where do we need to be? Because without freaking out and thinking, oh, gosh, you know, we're not at 100%, we'll never be at 100%, but, you know, with 65% plus this other factor of natural immunity coming into play, I think you add those numbers. You say, "Look, I would think that we're probably more fortified than maybe our minds have been open to consider." What do you think?
I think that's right. I mean, and we'll know in years going forward how this all stusses out. But clearly, people that have not been vaccinated, who have had COVID and have natural immunity, add to the plus side. That's all very good. But it goes back to something that you said. You know, we've learned if you're sick, don't go to work. People will say, oh, I can go to work. I'll suffer through it. I'm busy. And the answer is, it's not about your being able to do it. It's that you're getting other people sick. Don't do it.
Exactly.
It's about my mother saying to me when I was growing up again and again and again, wash your hands. It's important. It sounds like a trivial thing, but it's an incredibly important proposition. We've got to go back to first principles.
Re-welcome. Yeah, exactly. Welcome to the world of common sense.
You're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan.